Welcome back to Mr. Curfew Up Dog. Last but not least, from our all-star content from the Rock Bar.
It's been great. Great.
Thanks to Chaser. That interview was epic.
I think that was, I mean, fucking heat talk. But that was probably one of our best, like, old school guys coming on with some stories. He's and played face first. Well-respected guy. Man, and he's built a great business too. He's I like what he's done off the ice. A guy that and he explains it, but he had a chance to maybe play one or two more years, and they offered him a deal to go up in the booth, and he took it, and he's built what was, you know, a color commentating job on the radio into a fucking a business that brings Gretzky, Messier, Coffee to do speaking engagements, to a weed business in St. Louis, to selling real estate and Discovery in the best parts of the world. So he's, you know, he's just a fucking go-getter, great guy.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So thanks to Chaser. And last but not least, Kyle Quince, Q, my former D partner in Colorado. Love Kyle Quincy. Me and him, we were a great little D part. They split us up for whatever reason. I still don't know. And then he shot his mouth off and got traded to Detroit. But Q, doing great stuff with the NHL alumni, doing great stuff with the Avs alumni. Good business stuff he's doing on the side. So it was good to catch up with Q. He always has a smile on his face.
Sure does.
Came to the Mystic Curfew party that the Updog threw. I love Kyle Quincy.
Yeah, and for our listeners out there, take it with an open mind when he gets into psychedelic stuff, because it's helped him. Yeah. It's helped a lot of guys exiting NHL with head trauma, dealing with PTSD. And what he's been able to do with the Warriors, right? Like the Alumni Association, they give back to the military vets. They would play hockey with these guys weekly. He's really come to a place where he's found what works. He's had some troubling past with his young kid and family and being sick. And he's just an amazing dude.
Yeah.
So thanks for Kyle Quincy jumping on.
Well said, my friend.
And,
coming at you from the Rock Bar. Fella.
Fella, fella.
Fella. Up Dog All-Star Weekend continues. This is a guy, I don't another know why we didn't go double. On fucking All-Star break together.
Hey, another handsome.
A couple of too many spinoramas, I think.
Hey, no, easy with the spinoramas, boys. A little dizzy out here. A little dizzy.
Q, how you doing, buddy?
Awesome,
cheers, buddy.
Awesome,
thanks for stopping
awesome,
by.
Yeah.
Cheers, hey. This is Blue, our new sponsor.
This is your kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, I'm in Denver now. I've been skiing a bunch, but it's always nice to get to the water once in a while and get the feet in the sand.
You get a little bit of the best of both worlds. You get the mountains, and then you get the beach and the bikinis, huh?
Beautiful. Head on a swivel.
Any head turners out here? I don't
know. I'll tell you what. There was a crew to left side there.
Left side.
They look like they're going to play the prospects game, maybe.
I mean, well, the Super Bowl's coming up. They always do that Victoria's Secret Super Bowl game before, remember?
They do?
Yeah,
they used still to do be that? Great. Is that allowed? I don't know if they do that anymore.
I think they do. They should be doing that at the All-Star game here.
Yeah.
You know, you want to sell the game?
Yeah, I know how to sell it. Get some skates on those girls, eh? Get them out there turning around.
Get them out there in the shooting lanes. Come on, like, get the box.
Sunshine State. Come on.
You were a beach guy, though. Hermosa back in your Kings days, right?
Yeah, it reminds me of back in Hermosa and had my favorite year. Just this is living.
You know? What goes awesome. To the favorite year? The numbers you put up, or what was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just everything came together. I got put on waivers and got picked up.
Lots of good players go on waivers, Q.
Yeah. Was on the way to Dallas. They turned the cab around because my back was all banged up, and then had to convince Dean Lombardi to just give me one game. Ended up going on a nice streak there, and rest is history.
Nice. What's your age? Are you 83?
37,
right?
85.
85?
Yeah. Prime.
Prime time. I remember Grand Rapids.
I brought my gear just in case something happens.
I know, right?
You can go out there and kill Pelly.
You should get a wild card in there, right? Just a couple cross checks and get the boys off.
You watch Colorado Avalanche. We often, maybe a Ducks game here and there. I watched the Ducks play the Oilers 3 weeks ago. I was like, I could play on this fucking third line for the Ducks. There's no chance I could. They're skating around everywhere. They just... kamikaze.
But
like,
here's the
they
little
don't
things,
hit anyone.
The
they
little
can't
things
pass.
That you did really well, and like it's like Ryan Malone on the ice, like playing against you, like just a little savviness of like how to get to the net when you got your position. You're always moving.
And he's always cheating, right?
Holding if you're not cheating, you're not trying. That's yeah.
Right. Hey, so Updog texted me. I was like, I could play on the Oilers third line or Ducks third line tonight. I go, you could, but could you play tomorrow night?
No,
at
that's exactly.
Could you
right.
play tomorrow night?
Exactly.
At Staples. Could you play tomorrow night? Staples.
Yeah, I'll give you one good game every
I'm on
2 weeks.
Program.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to ice it up, and I'll be on the IR for at least a week or two after that.
Hey, so you're doing good stuff with the Avs alumni. Are you playing in every, like, do you play every time? Or do you like getting back on the ice? I guess that's
love
my
it.
Question.
Love
I see,
it.
I hate it. I don't even
care. I like it too, buddy.
So the biggest thing that I am nailing down with the guys is accountability network. and the locker room atmosphere. So when you transition out of the game, the military, all that stuff, we had a locker room since we were 5 years old. You're walking in there, guys are checking on you, you're listening to other guys' stories, and you're understanding that you're not alone in some of these scenarios and issues you're going through. So what we're doing at the Avs, we got Vail, we got Breckenridge, we got Aspen, Telluride, we got some games locally. But all the guys, if it's Turgeon, Milan Hayduke, Adam Foote, all these guys come back and we check on each other, Scott Parker, and like just bringing these guys in the room and making sure everyone's good. Yeah. And if they're not, we see it right away and we get them help.
Yeah, that's huge.
Is that awesome.
Yeah.
And even the NHL alumni, we were just talking to Chaser about the NHL alumni has come a long way with Glenn Healy. Have you noticed that as well, that they're taking care of their guys better?
We're just a chapter of that, you know? So like yesterday was a huge thing. Chaser was, he's the Wolfpack leader. You can tell how he talks, and he energized us. So now I go back to Colorado, and I explain the message, what we're doing, and why we're doing it, and it's all good stuff. And where we've come from and where we are now and the opportunity we have is unbelievable.
Is Updog officially part of the Avs alumni? Yeah. Is he on the emails?
I am.
Dude, he had 75 shots on net.
I know. and the OT winner. I think I had to beat you to get to the net. Actually, it was Shorzy, who's just over here.
You were definitely trying harder than most guys.
Yeah, he had the shorts.
But there were scouts. He's a local.
I have my daughter at the game.
Well, he's a local.
I had my daughter at the game on the glass. Yeah, I had to show her. Show her what's up. Yeah. Show her what Updog's all about.
You still got it, though.
Yeah. She doesn't need to see
this. That was a nice night coming
out of the
last
side. She doesn't need to see the stuff away from away from the rink. But
he played in the Flyers.
Our girls were last ones standing at the Caribou Club that night.
Yeah, that was great. They set up a nice time downstairs at the Caribou Club.
Hey. We're waiting for you. I would love to snap one on your back end.
I know. Maybe for you, I come out there and go D to D. All right. Maybe for you, I go D to D.
I think Obi, in all seriousness, know that like the Colorado, their alumni and the guys are attached. That's your crew.
Yeah.
And like all the teams you played for, I think like Tampa and them would be ideally who you should be like integrate with.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's easy to get up to Colorado.
We have a great crew of guys. No egos. Yeah, it's awesome. And again, like it's good to get out and get a sweat and keep it going, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you let it go, it's gone.
I wake up every day trying to feel good, though. I walk, I swim, I play a little pickleball. That's my routine. If I play the fucking alumni game, I'm fucking on the shelf for 10 days after that.
No. The speed's not. No. You'll be fine.
Speed's not an issue?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You got the speed down right perfect where you are.
So, why do we play at this pace all the time? This is nice here.
Sidetrack into a little bit about what you also do away from the game. Experimental mind healing and psychedelic stuff.
Yeah, medicinal mushrooms, right? I'm educating myself with. I'm just meeting people in this space, and it's the opportunity is amazing. We're in a special place right now with Oregon going legal, Colorado backyard. We passed it. It's going to be all good to go in a year. And with my son and the cancer stuff, the medicine with the mushrooms is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's educating people and letting them know how good it is. And that's it.
Yeah, it's chase people's lives. Yeah.
So with the alumni, it all goes full circle, right? So the alumni and the Warrior program, these guys are transitioning, using hockey to transition out of the military, getting them off the opioids, getting them out of isolation, getting them in that locker room accountability network that I talked about. So I'm learning. I got the ability to teach these guys about, CBD and functional medicinal mushrooms, and it's saving their lives. Saving their lives.
Yeah.
And then there's the performance side of it. It's my passion. It saved me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It saved me. Good. So I'm just telling my story.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. And then to talk a little bit about the property that you guys have now purchased and what that mission will be for.
When I was going through my transition and my son's brain cancer, one of my best friends took me, Daniel Carcillo, took me up to a ranch. I met a very special healer, PhD biochemist that he really helped me. And, we ended up buying a ranch together up in Colorado there in like the high desert. And it's just a place for people to come and, figure out what they want and
you either put some cabins up there and do like some
exactly. It's a blank canvas and all the COVID stuff. It was like, yeah, I might need a place to get away. Things go real sideways, just like every month I'm going up there and resetting and getting back to what's important. You know, being outside. You know, doing a little camping, just doing your whole hunting. Thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's just. Yeah. Colorado, man, it's beautiful. Yeah. I absolutely love it there.
Yeah, I guess we all miss certain stuff about playing the game, which we all can agree on. But what's the best part you've liked since you haven't been playing? Like what, like all that stuff. I know you're outdoorsy, like skiing. Like that's been what's
the biggest thing I think is just having the total freedom of my schedule, so I get to do
Isn't that nice?
The one thing I do miss is the buffets, though.
Never hungry.
I could absolutely attack a buffet.
I used to go to. Would you guys eat the ice cream in the room, or would you take it to the bedroom before the pregame?
I would take it right to the bedroom.
I would too.
Crumbs, chocolate crumbs, and this. I'd cut up the bananas and sprinkle. I took a picture of my first game in Chicago. I took a picture of the Sunday bar and sent it back to the boys in the jungle. Yeah. My boys, I made it.
Did you have to put $20 in the bucket for that?
Boss light, boys. God. We didn't pay for this chicken.
Paper cup taped to the fucking.
It's always the guy that was sent down to is making his NHL dough, and he never puts the $20 in.
Or the guy that's called up from the coast. You're looking at him like, hey, buddy, did you pay or what? Come on,
buddy. I played in the Central League, boys. That was 13 guys were getting made $13,000 for the whole year, and I had a guy that would take the chicken and the buns from pregame, and he would have a whole setup on the coffee maker, and he'd grill them up paninis for the pregame meal.
On the coffee maker on the bottom of it?
Oh, yeah.
That's hockey right there.
He'd have pizza at night, and then he would have cold pizza for breakfast in the morning.
Nice.
We had $26 for per diem, and he was walking home with some money.
That is great.
Hey, so we're here at the NHL All-Star Game. You guys were never All-Stars, were you?
Not even close.
So do we feel like we're kind of coming in here and like kind of riding coattails here, all the stars, or what's the?
I'm a fan this weekend. Yeah. This is great.
It's great to hang around this, guys. It's great to see how much it means to guys that are first timers, right? Kevin Hayes, some other guys we've talked to, young guys like Clayton Keller. I enjoyed my All-Star break, though. I'm not going to lie. Totally. I would have loved to have been an All-Star.
Billy Quinn.
He would have made lots of money.
Did we go to Cabo the one year with Yipper?
The year we played together, you got traded after the All-Star break, right? I know what I did. I went to Aspen with Windbag and Fact Daddy.
X Games was always a nice touch,
exactly,
too.
Oh, Windbag. Still playing.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Disbelievable.
He's still just going in on breakaways and missing the net.
He's tailor-made for European hockey. His game is tailor-made for it. Skate around big ice and don't really do fucking a lot.
I ran into him in my last year in Minnesota. He comes in last.
Everyone's like at the rink. They're like, have you seen Windbag? I'd be like, no, but you'll hear him before you see him. I love you, Winnie. I love you, buddy. I love you. But he was the worst that you lay an egg in the first period. And all you want to do is take your fucking skates off and maybe your jersey and shoulder pads. And he's like, we got to be better, boys. We got to fucking be better. It's not fucking good. You're just like, would you shut the fuck up, Windbag, and let me take my skates off?
I still remember Andy, our goalie. He would give a shit, right, for turning pucks over and spinoramas. And after a couple of minutes, like, Andy, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, stop the puck, and we'll take care of getting it deep, you know?
Listen, we'll get around the wall for you, fella.
It's amazing. He's still playing, too. Like, isn't Craig Anderson so buzzing?
Still playing. 41 for the Sabres.
Our year together... It was his first starting job, and he ran with it. That's why I like that Gagoriev.
Yeah,
I got same kind of scenario. He has a chance to make a career, and it's this year. I think the Avs are better, to be honest.
Dude, I was just gonna say. I mean, the Avs are coming. Obviously, we don't have to get the injuries, but I agree with you. I think once they do get healthy, wherever the fuck Landeskog is, I don't know where he is, but once Landy gets going, I'm agree with you. I think they're better. Georgiev's better than Kemper.
Well, Landy's going to come back. He'll be fresh, mentally fresh. Neil will be good to go. Yeah.
Have you seen him at all? Around the city? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. He's just
taking his time.
Yeah.
Yeah. As he should.
Hey, so how's Cherry Hills, bud?
Unbelievable.
Nice. Is that where you're
going? One of the best decisions I ever made.
As you shift.
Cherry Hills, eh?
Yeah, Footy and Joe were my sponsors, and got just like through the club, like became good friends with Peyton and John Elway. Like, it's just unbelievable, man.
Yeah,
they're just.
Have you golfed with Manny?
Oh yeah,
how's his game?
I give him a couple strokes.
We'll give you a couple.
I think he beat me the first time, but
he's got to be fucking funny.
Good guy.
He's the man. He's the ultimate man.
Yeah,
John. I want to be John Elway when I'm hit the ball like he is when he's 60, whatever he is. He pounds the ball.
I saw him at the Casamigos. I saw Johnny at the Casamigos Halloween party this year, dressed up like Talladega Nights. He was Dewar's, a full race car driver. It was awesome. He had Elway on his race car outfit. It was
Dewar's splash of soda with a paper cup.
Oh, he was well on his way. He's a legend.
Legend.
Absolute legend. Colorado's made some good legends. Home to some good legends. Russell Wilson.
Fucking poor Russell. Sean Payton got a nice ticket, though. Hey, if you get to know Coach Payton, we've got to know him through John Cooper. He's a fucking beauty, buddy. We had a night with him in Nashville, the stadium series. So I'm sure you'll cross paths with Coach Payton, but he's a great dude.
He'll be awesome.
Taking him out to Cherry Hills.
He'll be teeing up at you.
We'll get Coop to set it up and take him
out.
Great. You might have to take Coop out too, but Coop's a good guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Coop's a good guy. Coop's a good guy. But let's talk about how far the Avs have come. Like when we were there, you know, still the trade to Detroit fucked us, but we were starting to build something. But now seeing the rink there, I was there in the finals last year. Like it's crazy. Like we didn't get to experience that, but how good the fans are.
Every night sold out.
Every fucking night.
It's a great sports town in Colorado.
I could get a whole roll for Bronze back in the day there. I'm like, I need 10 tickets. Like, here you go, Obes. Here's 10 for you. Right here. Not 10. Who am I kidding? I mean, 3 tickets. But saying it wasn't hard to get a ticket, was it?
No, now it's not like, at all. Even if Detroit would come in and be like, hey, boys, we got to take the crowd out of it. Make sure we have a good first period.
Oh, we come out and play the hot Blackhawks or whatever. It's like, oh, look at this. Taves is buzzing. Kane. I'm like, there's all Blackhawks fans.
Oh, I was like, just like Quince, a
get up, Quince. Hold the gap.
Oh, it's funny thinking of the era we went through. When you first started, it's like Detroit. Every time you had to play Detroit, it's like, oh, God, here we go again. Yeah, and then it was Blackhawks, you know, and then it was L.A., and then you're like, then it's Pittsburgh. You're like, fucking these teams
going
are just
into,
so
going
good.
Going into Chicago, having a little Rush Street, and then going in and
tavern's
just
closed,
keeping
bud.
It tight. And, really?
Closed.
Why?
We had a moment of silence on the podcast.
It's closed, bud.
It's closed, bud. I almost cried. I go, up dog, tavern or Rush. Moment of silence here. I mean, how many, like, you weren't going there for the food, were you?
No, just a little bit. Head on a stool there.
Nice sprinkle there. Heads up there.
Viagra Triangle, they call it.
Yeah. For a Triangle reason. Of Death.
Yeah.
It was great. We were with Walt DeChuck the other night, and they couldn't remember the Sutton Place Hotel, and like, Shelly was like, it's right beside, and Walt's like, the Pancake House. And I'm like, fucking right, Walt, the Pancake House.
Always at your landmarks.
Every
city.
Oh, they had a nice crepe there. The old fashioned
pancake house
nice
beside trip. Sutton Place there.
I was nice. A big. I wasn't a big hotel like breakfast. I'd walk miles in the morning to get to that Greasy Spoon. In every city, I had my spot.
You were paying the $21 bucks for the
that.
Eggs and bacon.
Fuck the eggs up every Westin in the league.
Oh, I hate it. Hated it. The Ritz, nope. I'm going to the Pancake House.
Q's at the Waffle House, boys.
Yeah. I might be late for the bus. Keep it. Yeah, take an Uber.
Awesome, Q, man, boys. We can do this with you all day. Happy for you, buddy. Let's tee it up. We'll be up in Colorado in the summer.
Please do,
in the second half.
But, we need to get you out there with the boys.
Yeah, thanks for always helping us out here. We appreciate
it. For sure. Thanks for having me.
Miami's only 35 minutes from here, so let's have some fun.
Yeah. Thank you, Q.
Yeah, boys.
Appreciate
thanks,
it, buddy.
Vince. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.